Major League Baseball is trying to establish a legal path for Cuban baseball players to come to this country. The MLB has submitted a plan to the Treasury Department that would basically call for the American Baseball Players Union to take a percentage of salaries paid to Cuban players and funnel it back to a nonprofit to support youngsters who play the game in Cuba, a way to please the Cuban government without breaking American laws that now prohibit giving money directly to the Cuban government through taxes or the seizing of players' salaries. Mike Pesca is here now at Sports Analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, first remind us what it's like for Cuban players now to come to the U.S. They have to defect, often dangerously.
Right. So if they want to play in Cuba for the glory of their country and to play a national sport that doesn't even, it surpasses how big football is in the United States. And this is true in a lot of Caribbean countries like the Dominican Republic, but Cuba is crazy for baseball. They earn maybe $200 to $400 a month. And these are players who could be making tens of millions of dollars. So yes, they have to sneak out of the country, which puts them in jeopardy physically. And then sometimes they have to have dealings with American agents or let's put agents in quotes, who could take advantage of them. In fact, one so-called agent has been indicted on an American agent, been indicted in U.S. courts on charges of abuse. And they have to give up their family, and they might not even get out. So, yeah, it's a horror for Cuban baseball players right now.
You're talking about Bart Hernandez, who was the agent who was indicted. It's, you know, human trafficking.
That's right. And it can go, I don't want to say well, but there are, of course, success stories where players thank their agents for liberating them and for enriching them. But then there's people who could take advantage. I mean, all throughout the world, there are buscones who work with talented, poor youngsters in the Caribbean, taking them to rich millionaire, billionaire owners. And so, of course, given that disparity, there will always be the opportunity for abuse.
Yeah. So there's that. And so what's the current law right now that prohibits U.S. teams from just paying players that they want to come play for their teams?
Well, right now they can once they leave Cuba. But right. With a normalization or the move to normalization with Cuba, the impetus is on for the U.S. not to do an end around for the U.S. teams and for the U.S. government to allow some sort of procedure where this could be above board. So this is what you were explaining in the beginning. You know, Major League Baseball has to deal with the Office of Foreign Assets Control. There is still officially an embargo against Cuba. And so this is why you have this organization that might be that you could, I guess, consider they'd be filtering the money through. There'd be a charitable portion because the government, the Obama administration, thinks of the assets of the baseball players as really furthering its policy aims. And if they could put a good face on the Cuban baseball player situation, it will go far in selling its policy and normalizing relations with Cuba. And part of this is why President Obama will be going to Cuba in a few weeks. He will be attending an exhibition baseball game there, including the Tampa Bay Rays. Major League Baseball is behind this. So we remember ping pong diplomacy. See, with China, this is a sort of baseball diplomacy with Cuba.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, also host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.